Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello and welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you with us here on this Tuesday. I want you to picture something with me. Picture a soldier, World War II, British, dressed in khaki, maybe weighing 125, maybe 30 pounds maximum, dripping wet. And I want you to picture that his skin is just covered with sores and blisters, especially on his feet. He can't even walk. And I want you to picture that he's been laying in a hot wartime hospital in Egypt, the sandy, dirty areas of Egypt, and he's been there for a year. Now, that was the story of Derek Prince. Derek Prince was that soldier, British Army, World War II, in a Cairo hospital for a year, not able to serve, not able to do what he was made to do, and probably frustrated and depressed. And God met him at that moment and taught him some principles of healing. Well, that's what we've been talking about this week. We started yesterday with this grand series called God's Medicine Bottle. And at the latter end of the program yesterday, we were talking with Dick Leggett and David Holland, who will be with us again later in this week, talking about how to apply these things and some of the questions and controversies about the very topic that Derek is teaching us on. Towards the latter end of the program today, Chris Selby is going to be with us with some wonderful testimonies, and Dave Holland will be joining us as well, so you're not going to want to miss what's coming up. So grab a pen, grab something to write with, get your Bible, and let's listen now as Derek Prince teaches us about God's medicine bottle.
In my introductory talk yesterday, I described how, through a period of prolonged sickness, I was led to the discovery that in the Bible, God has provided for us His own medicine bottle. I related how I was a soldier serving with the British forces in the North African desert in World War II, and how through the exposure to sun and sand, I contracted a condition of the skin which just did not yield to any form of medical treatment, and which, after various provisional diagnoses, was diagnosed as chronic eczema, and how I lay in hospital for 1 year and end, struggling with this problem. Does God have a way to heal me? And how I searched my Bible day by day, and one day came to this passage in Proverbs, chapter 4, verses 20 through 22, which is what I call God's medicine bottle. And I'll quote that passage now again from Proverbs 4, 20 through 22. Make a note of that reference. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. I mentioned yesterday that the alternative reading in the margin for health was medicine. And I saw that here, through his words and his sayings, if I could find them, God was offering me something which he described as medicine to all my flesh, that is, my entire physical body. And so I decided to take God's word as my medicine in a very simple, naive kind of way. But when I did that, God reminded me that when a doctor gives a person medicine, the directions for taking it are normally on the bottle. And he went on to say, this passage, that's Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 through 22, is my medicine bottle, and the directions are on the bottle. You better study them. And so I went back and looked at it carefully, and I saw that there were four directions for taking God's word as our medicine. And I'll just recapitulate them briefly. Number one, attend to my words. Number two, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Number three, let them not depart from thine eyes. And number four, keep them in the midst of thine heart. Today I'm going to explain the first of these four directions, that is, attend to my words. We need to understand that God, when He speaks to us, requires our undivided attention. If Almighty God is willing to speak to us at all, surely any sense of propriety would indicate that we need to listen with undivided attention. We need to give our God our full and respectful attention. But you see, that's not really the attitude of many people today. Because of the tremendous proliferation of the media, radio, television, and so on, and because of various different factors in our contemporary culture, we've almost cultivated the practice of listening to two different things at one time. We suffer from a disease which could be called divided attention. I'm amazed when I go into a home and see teenagers doing their homework and watching television at the same time. They're not giving full attention to one or to the other. Or in so many places we have nowadays what is called background music. We carry on a conversation, but at the same time, with one ear, we're listening to the music in the background. I have to say that for me personally, this is intensely frustrating. And I'm the kind of person, I think probably because of my experiences that I'm relating, I wish and desire to concentrate on something and not to dissipate my attention. I think that's probably something that the God has conditioned in me. And I'm not going to give it up. If I'm having a conversation, I want to listen to the person who's talking. If I'm listening to music, then I want to listen to the music. I love music. When I listen to it, I listen to it with my full attention. But you see, all through the Bible, the primary key to healing from God is hearing. Let me say that simply. The key to healing is hearing. It's what we listen to and how we listen. Jesus said to his disciples, "Take heed what you hear." He also said, "Take heed how you hear." We have to put the two together. It's what we listen to and how we listen to it.
You know, I once heard a pastor say that Proverbs 4, verse 20 through 22 passage of Scripture that says, "Attend to my words, incline thy ear to my sayings, let them not depart from your eyes," etc., can basically be summarized as, "Hey, pay attention." You know, in our modern age, we're so distracted. We've got so much media. We've got so much noise. God can do so much if we just huddle up and pay attention to what he's saying. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Does God heal today? How can healing come to me? Countless Christians have wrestled with these questions. Perhaps you have as well. Now in his eye-opening DVD, Invisible Barriers to Healing, Derek Prince reveals the reasons why many of God's people fail to receive healing. Combining his highly regarded knowledge of God's Word and his extensive personal experience, Derek takes you step by step through the invisible barriers that stand between you and God's healing power. To order Derek's DVD, Invisible Barriers to Healing, for only $9.95, call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Discover how to break through the invisible barriers to healing. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you with us. We're in a wonderful series with Derek Prince on God's medicine bottle. And Derek has just said something to us that we ought to remember, that the key to healing is hearing. And that's what you're doing right now. You are hearing the Word of God here at Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. Let's listen now as Derek teaches us about God's medicine bottle.
There's another passage in the Old Testament relating to healing, which brings out the same emphasis. It's in Exodus chapter 15, verse 26, where the Lord told Israel through Moses this: "If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and wilt give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee." Notice that final statement. That goes right along with the medicine bottle. I provide the medicine bottle, and I am your doctor. In modern Hebrew, that's exactly what that word would be translated. I am the Lord, your doctor. God says to his people, "I'm willing to be your doctor, the doctor of your physical body." But he says there are conditions. He begins with an if. the first condition, the primary one, the basic one, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. You see, it's what we listen to. That word that's translated there, diligently hearken, in Hebrew is a repetition of the verb to listen. It goes like this. If thou wilt listen, listening to the voice of the Lord thy God. All the emphasis is on listening. When I was seeking healing for myself, I came across this verse in conjunction with the one from Proverbs that I've quoted. And I asked myself, what does it mean to listen, listening? And it was as though God gave me an answer. He said, you've got two ears, a right ear and a left. To listen, listening means to listen to me with both ears, with your right ear and with your left. Don't listen to me with your right ear and something else with your left, because the result of that will be confusion. So you see, all through, the emphasis is on attending, listening, giving God your undivided attention. That's the primary instruction on God's medicine bottle. It matters what we hear and how we hear. This is not only the key to being healed, it's the key to receiving faith. And of course, they go very closely together, because it's faith that enables us to receive the healing that God has provided, and to benefit from the medicine. Let me quote here one of my favorite scriptures, which was also made real to me during this long period in hospital, Romans 10:17. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I was lying there at that time, and I was continually saying to myself, I know if I had faith, God would heal me. But then I would always say immediately after that, but then I don't have faith. And when I said, but I don't have faith, I found myself in what John Bunyan in Pilgrim's Progress describes as the Slough of Despond, the dark, lonely valley of despair. But one day, as I was reading my Bible, my eye fell on this verse, Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And there were two words that leaped out at me. Faith cometh. In other words, you don't need to despair. Maybe you don't have faith, but faith comes. If you don't have it, you can get it. So then, of course, I look to see how faith comes. And it says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And again, just as in Proverbs 4:20 through 22, I was directed right back to the word of God. And I began to analyze that verse, and I saw, we start with the word of God. That's the beginning. And we listen to the word of God carefully. And out of that listening, then there comes what the Bible calls hearing, the ability to hear God. And then out of hearing, there develops faith. So it's the word of God, which when we first attend to it, produces hearing. And as we continue hearing, out of that hearing, faith develops. So, in a sense, everything depends on how we approach the Word of God. Do we approach it with undivided attention? Do we listen with both ears? Are we focused on the Word of God? Do we get into a condition spiritually and mentally, what the Bible calls hearing, able to hear what God is saying? I'm sure many, many people read the Bible but never hear God. They don't hear God because their minds are taken up with other things. They're wondering how they're going to pay the rent, or what the weather's going to be like, or they're concerned with the political situation. There are other forces at work in their minds. Consequently, they never develop hearing. We have to develop hearing, and out of hearing develops faith. So it's the word of God, an attitude to God's word that produces hearing, and out of hearing comes faith. So always, we're directed back to the Word of God and how we receive it. And so the first instruction on God's medicine bottle is attend to my words.
Great news, isn't it, that God says He is willing to be our doctor. Now listen, coming up, Christopher Selby is going to be in the studio with us. Joining us also will be David Holland, and we're going to be hearing some testimonies of God's healing power and how people have been set free as they've heard the very words that you're hearing. You don't want to miss what's coming up as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Does God heal today? How can healing come to me? Countless Christians have wrestled with these questions. Perhaps you have as well. Now in his eye-opening DVD, Invisible Barriers to Healing, Derek Prince reveals the reasons why many of God's people fail to receive healing. Combining his highly regarded knowledge of God's Word and his extensive personal experience, Derek takes you step by step through the invisible barriers that stand between you and God's healing power. To order Derek's DVD, Invisible Barriers to Healing, for only $9.95, call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Discover how to break through the invisible barriers to healing. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. And if you've been with us this week, you know we've been having some special guests in the studio. Dick Leggett, president of Derek Prince Ministries, and David Holland have been joining me for discussions. We're going to do that again tomorrow, by the way. But today, not only is David Holland back with me, but Christopher Selby, the executive producer of the program. Chris, always great to have you with us.
Thanks, Stephen.
And what I love about Chris being here is that he brings testimonies from real live human beings about the impact of the program, more importantly, the impact of the gospel. And so we're going to be talking about that a little bit today because we want you to see that the Word works. We want you to see that as Derek teaches, and not just as Derek teaches, but as the gospel is preached, people's lives are changed.
Right.
So Chris, tell us some things about what's going on here.
We actually got a note from a listener who wrote, "Your message, God's Medicine Bottle, has been the boost my faith needed for my continued restoration from breast cancer. Your message on the radio is most edifying to my spirit. I know by the stripes of Jesus I am healed. Thank you for ministering the truth."
You know, that's such a powerful testimony, and I'm thankful for the good that Derek's writings and teachings have done. It does prompt a thought, and maybe you guys can interact with it. You know, it seems to me that almost everybody you meet has had some major health thing they had to get over. They're a cancer survivor, or they had this. Are people sicker today than they have been? And if so, how does that affect our sense of urgency about proclaiming this gospel of healing? Dave, what do you think?
Well, it's certainly no less a need now than it has been ever. My experience in ministry and in life in church has been that the two greatest areas of need are finances and health. Mm. And anytime you have a request for prayer, you have an altar call, finances and health are always the two big ones.
Yeah.
And the thing I think is interesting about this particular testimony, or what it points out, is that the Word does not force us to make a choice between medical care and God's healing. This particular individual is experiencing medical care and is being treated for breast cancer and feeding on the Word at the same time. You don't have to choose between medical care and the Word, and that's a false dilemma, and it's a dangerous false dilemma. Frequently we see is that God's power being applied to a course of medical treatment.
Right. It is interesting that she does say that it's the message and the teaching and the essence of this message on God's medicine bottle is the power of the Word active in our lives for healing is the boost that her faith needed for her continued restoration from breast cancer. So her testimony is incredible. It's awesome. But what she's not saying is that she was healed overnight from breast cancer.
And what no one should hear us saying or Derek saying this week is, don't go see a doctor.
Right.
Don't seek medical treatment. Stop taking your medicine.
Well, it's an important point because both of you have done, I've pastored for years. And one of the things I find is that when I talk about God's healing power, you immediately have people respond with the extremes. With a couple up in the mountains of Idaho, who kept medicine from their child, believing that was what their religion said to do. We've all heard these stories. They're always promulgated in the press. But that's not what we're saying. We believe that the healing that is practiced in a hospital, the healing that a doctor engages in is a God-ordained thing. In fact, they couldn't do it had God not put that medicine in the earth, had God not given man that wisdom. But we also believe, and it's actually completely in the sovereignty of God as to how it works and when it works, we also believe that God heals directly and instantaneously.
That's exactly right.
We've watched both happen. We're thankful for the work of doctors. And then, of course, we've seen situations just exactly like this testimony, where it's kind of a combination of both. There's medical treatment, there's God working. Chris, you got another one for us?
A listener sent an email in. She wrote, "A little while ago, I received a video from you, Invisible Barriers to Healing. I took it to the home of a dear friend of mine who had been ill for weeks, and she experienced a wonderful healing. Praise God, how I thank God for Derek's powerful ministry. The video is now in circulation among the saints in my church. where I expect other miracles.
You know, I can just hear some of my skeptic friends saying, okay, it's about the tape, it's about the video, it's about the book. Well, of course it's not. It's just about any vehicle we have to promote the truth of God. You know, there's a building in Nashville that is a Baptist building. It's a Baptist administrative building, and it's got scriptures on the outside of it. I mean, the walls are just covered with scriptures. And I have a friend who read a scripture about how it's the Lord God who healeth thee, and turned to the Lord and said, would you please, and was healed immediately. I mean, so
wow.
God can use a building, God right. can use all kinds of things, and it's not about us pushing tapes, books, and what have you. It's just about anything we can use, matchsticks, bumper stickers, we'll use anything we can to get the truth out about what God wants to do.
Well, and what stands out to me about this is that this is someone who took this message and passed it on to someone else, and was this listener became the vehicle for healing in someone else's life to bring the truth of God's word.
It's central to the core calling and mission of this ministry to provide resources to God's people that will help them mature, help them advance His kingdom purposes, help them live the highest and best that God wants for them. That's really what we're all about.
Exactly.
And I think it's interesting, and in the spirit of that, that we, the very resource that we're providing right now, the featured resource for this week, and has been all week long, is the very resource that this lady mentions, references as it being of such a large impact in her life.
Invisible Barriers to Healing.
Barriers to Healing. Anyone right now who wants to purchase that resource, again, the purchase only helps us recoup the costs of ministering. They could go on the website right now and get that. And it's a really, really strong resource. It's derekprince.org, by the way.
Right.
Well, Chris, I think you have one more for us, don't you?
I do. It's a neat one from a listener who wrote, my name is Rebecca, and I'm 16 years old. About 6 months ago, my mother sent in a prayer request to her ministry concerning healing for my back. I have scoliosis and several adjoining problems. Within weeks, my back began to heal. I was stretching after a sporting event, and my back made a loud popping sound. Ever since, my back has become progressively better. Praise the Lord, my flexibility has increased dramatically. My posture has greatly improved. The pain has lessened considerably, and my height has increased almost an inch due to a change in my spine. I'm writing to tell you my prayer request is being answered and to thank you for your faithful prayers.
You know what I love about stories like this? You know, all of us know that when we have a serious health problem, I mean, it is like the focus of our lives.
Yeah.
You know, I sprained my ankle not too long ago playing racquetball, just a little sprain. It became like the whole core of my existence, you know, to deal with this ankle, to get around it, to figure out how am I going to get up the stairs? How am I going to get down the stairs? How do I sleep the right? You know, and so if someone has some of these serious situations like scoliosis of the spine or the cancer, I mean, it's the core of their existence. And that's exactly where Jesus shows his mercy. That's the exciting message. Guys, it's just been great to have you with us today. And I know we're going to do this again in a few days. I want us just to continue to feed people with the truths of God's miraculous works.
Yeah,
thanks for being
absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely.
Exciting
yeah.
opportunity. Yeah.
Now, listen, we've got a website, as you hear frequently on this program, but we want to continue to urge you to log on to it. It's derekprince.org. Lots of good material. You'll hear us slicing and dicing on this series with Derek Prince on healing, but there's so much more on the website that you'll want to get. Now, let me tell you what's coming up this week. Tomorrow, Dick Leggett, the president of Derek Prince Ministries, and David Holland will be back in the studio with me, and we'll again be discussing some of the really critical and even controversial themes of healing and of the series that Derek is doing. On Thursday, Chris is going to be back, and he's going to be bringing even more testimonies of the great things God has been doing as the word of the Lord has gone out, as the word of healing has gone out into people's lives. And then finally on Friday, again, Dick and Dave will be back with me, and we're actually going to be praying for people, praying for the sick, and so you won't want to miss that time. Well, listen, that's all the time we have for now. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
Be sure to order your own copy of Derek's revealing DVD, Invisible Barriers to Healing, for only $9.95 when you call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Take a few moments to order right now. Our toll-free number again is 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can order securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.